This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Dunn County, Wisconsin, population about 44,000 or so, voted for Barack Obama in 2008 and in 2012, just like the rest of that state. And then last year, just like the rest of the state, Dunn County went for Trump. Marketplace's Annie Baxter went to the county seat, Menominee, to ask people about the big promises they hope the president will and the ones he won't, they hope, keep.
Menominee, Wisconsin is in a really pretty part of the state. It's got rolling hills, a lake, lots of dairy farms, and even the occasional cow merry-go-round. It's actually called a rotary.
They like to ride it so much that we have some cows that like to stay on. So we've had some that will go around 3-4 times if we let them.
That's Dave Steyer. At his dairy called Alphalon, workers attach milkers to the cows. And once the animals make a full rotation on the moving platform of the rotary, that round of milking is done. Steyer installed the rotary, which cost more than $1 million, around the time of a costly expansion. For decades, his family only milked a few hundred cows. Then, a couple years ago, they ramped up to nearly 2,000. Steyer says it was a gamble, but he felt like Wisconsin's pro-business Republican Governor Scott Walker had their backs.
Because if we started this and then all of a sudden faced a lot of opposition from the government regulatory side, things like that, it wouldn't have been as strong of a business climate. So that weighed into our decision to expand when we did it. That and a lot of prayers. And
in November, Steyer voted for Donald Trump. In him, Steyer saw another advocate for lower taxes and fewer regulations. That said, some of Trump's policies are causing Steyer angst.
Juan, where's Guadalupe? Guadalupe?
Many of his workers hail from Mexico. Steyer says local workers snub farm work. It's physically demanding, and cows need milking round the clock, including the middle of the night. He says if he loses workers under Trump's immigration crackdown,
it would be a major blow. No doubt about it. I don't know how else to put it.
Across town, the happy sounds of kids playing in the Noyola household belie a family on edge financially. The mom, Brianna Noyola, is a tall blonde who looks every bit of her Norwegian ancestry. She says she and her husband, Luis, are struggling.
You know, and he works two jobs. I have a job. You know, I get child support from my previous husband, and yet we're still trying to make it.
They're trying to get a green card for Luis, who's from El Salvador. He's currently in the country illegally. Luis says until he gets the green card, his work options are limited to grinding, low-paying jobs. His weekdays start at 5:30 in the morning at a foundry. Weekends, he works at a dairy, starting at 3 in the morning.
I am a hard worker. I don't want to wake up sometime to my job, but I do it. I need to do it, you know.
Because his green card application is in process, they're less worried than some families with an undocumented parent. But Trump's crackdown on Latino immigrants bothers their 13-year-old daughter, Annika. With her long, dark hair, she resembles her Mexican dad, Brianna's first husband. Annika says she doesn't like Trump. I ask her why.
Well, that he doesn't like me.
Her 4-year-old brother asks, Trump doesn't like who?
You.
The mom, Brianna Noyola, didn't vote for Trump. She went for an independent candidate. Still, the Noyolas hold out hope that Trump will improve the economy.
I really try to think positively about Trump. I mean, you know, a lot of people have said, you know, you don't want the pilot of the plane you're in to, you know, do bad.
Whether or not people here voted for Trump, they all seem to want a better economy. In Menominee, Wisconsin, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.